is what is called ketosis. When you hit ketosis, your body starts being very efficient at burning fat to create energy. It turns fat in the liver into ketones that supply energy to the brain. Many studies have shown that a keto diet can help you to improve your health and lose some weight. It can also help with Alzheimer's disease, epilepsy, cancer, and diabetes.
Why should you go keto? The primary advantage of following a ketogenic diet is that it restores the capability of your body to use both fat and glucose as fuel to meet its energy or caloric needs. Your body is designed to use both glucose and fat as fuel. However, due to eating a high carbohydrate diet most of their lives, many people lack the ability to use fat for the body's energy needs. This results to bodies that have a hard time maintaining a healthy weight and a healthy body fat percentage, both of which contribute to poor health. In fact, even if you are not overweight or obese, you may still have excess visceral fat, which is wrapped around your organs like your liver, pancreas, and kidneys. With a ketogenic diet, your body restores its flexibility to use both glucose and fat as fuel for its energy needs. This flexibility keeps your fat cells, both visceral and subcutaneous, the fat located under the skin and on top of your muscles, in check by using the stored energy found in those fat cells. This would, in turn, reduce the risks of having diseases involved with having high fat stores, specifically visceral fat, type 2 diabetes, breast cancer, colorectal cancer, Alzheimer's disease, high blood pressure, stroke, high cholesterol, dementia, coronary artery heart disease, metabolic syndrome. Other than decreasing risks of said diseases, this flexibility contributes to losing excess fat and weight in a manageable manner. Normally, while and after losing some weight, your body would feel less sated after eating the same meal you ate before the weight loss process started. In addition to this, you might feel an increase in appetite to compensate, especially if you've been depriving yourself. However, when your body is in a state of ketosis, ketones help your body manage the hormones that decrease your satiety after meals and increase your appetite and hunger. With this, you lose weight without fighting your body to gain it back through its natural responses as to what it believes to be starvation. Moreover, being able to utilize glucose and fat for energy prevents you from experiencing the big swings that affect your mental focus, making you hungry and irritable. When glucose runs out, ketones are readily available to fuel your brain. Even better, ketones give your brain a boost, enabling you to have better focus and concentration. Aside from benefits for the brain's continuing function, utilizing freely available body fat for physical endurance activities that could last as long as there's fat available. Lastly, the ketogenic diet has long been used for therapy of epilepsy. The diet has been recommended for children with uncontrolled epilepsy since the 1920s.
It only disappeared from popular practice when the anti-seizure medication was made available.
However, unlike the anti-seizure medication currently available, the ketogenic diet does not cause extreme side effects on patients like drowsiness, reduced concentration, personality changes, and reduced brain function. How to follow the ketogenic diet correctly? The standard ketogenic diet, SKD, consists of 70% of your diet in the form of healthy fats, 25% in the form of protein, and 5% of carbohydrates. The percentage would be based on your daily caloric requirement, which is unique for every person. Since you may need to increase your caloric intake due to higher needs, you may increase the percentage of healthy fats in your diet, and your body could still achieve ketosis. Other variations of the ketogenic diet that are tweaked based on certain needs are listed down below. Targeted ketogenic diet, TKD. This type of ketogenic diet is recommended for those who engage in physical fitness. In TKD, 30 to 60 minutes before exercise, you would eat the entirety of your carbohydrates for the day in one meal. The idea of this approach is to use the energy provided in this carbohydrate meal for your fitness activities before it disrupts your body's state of ketosis. Cyclic ketogenic diet, CKD. This approach is in